Have you ever noticed that after a significant emotional or spiritual experience that there's often a sort of crash afterwards? That emotionally, physically, spiritually, you feel wiped out, even depressed? It's surprising how many Olympic athletes experience this after the Olympics are over. Some suffer serious depression, and some even have trouble getting out of bed for days or weeks. I don't know specifically what kind of state Jesus was in after his clearly significant spiritual experience at his baptism, but I don't doubt that he was extra vulnerable emotionally and spiritually. And then to spend the next 40 days with nothing to eat and really nothing to do would not have been easy. It's said that idle hands are the devil's workshop. That seemed to be true in Jesus' case, because even during those 40 days, and especially at the ending of them, we're told that he was tempted by Satan.
"You think you're the Son of God, don't you? But how do you know? Sure, you heard that voice when you were baptized saying, 'This is my Son.' But how do you know it's true? Done any miracles lately, Jesus?" "No, I didn't think so. So here's one you can try. See those stones over there? They look like little loaves of bread, don't they? Bread sounds pretty good right about now, doesn't it? If you really are the Son of God, just say the word and those stones will become bread."
I know that voice. The voice of the serpent in the garden who said to Adam and Eve, "Did God really say?" You're always trying to get people, now me included, to question God's word. But I know who I am, and I know why I'm here.
"So you say, but you haven't really tested the waters yet, have you? You really don't know for sure. It's just a few stones into bread, a little thing, a minor miracle. If you really are who you think you are, it should be easy. And if for some reason it doesn't work, no one will know. Better to find out now than later. And besides, you haven't had anything to eat for 40 days. I know you're hungry. Go ahead, give it a shot."
"You're right. I am hungry. But I don't think that makes it okay to do what you're suggesting."
"What's the harm, Jesus? Who is it going to hurt? After all, you are hungry, and you know as well as I do that God doesn't want anyone to go hungry. You know all those things he said about feeding the hungry. Well, right now that's you. If God has given you this ability, then surely it's okay to use it to help yourself once in a while. A few stones into bread, Jesus, what's the big deal?"
"What's the big deal? What's the big deal? I'll tell you what the big deal is. God said man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. There are more important things than my personal needs being met right now. Things more important than me being happy or comfortable. It's not that God's against those sorts of things, but right now for me, being obedient to my Father and waiting for him to give me the word to begin is more important. God will provide everything that I and those who seek him need in this life. The real question is, am I willing to remain obedient and devoted to him and to trust in his timing and his provision? There's nothing wrong with eating bread, Satan, and in fact, I'm rather looking forward to it. But now is not the time, so forget it. It's not happening."
"Not the time, huh? Want to talk about timing? Right now, I can give you authority over all the nations. Authority on this earth has been given to me, and I'm willing to give it to you. Become my number two man. Sit at my right hand, and we can have it all. God told you that someday he would give that to you. But how do you really know for sure? And why wait? You can have it right here, right now."
What you say is true. My Father has promised that one day I will sit at his right hand and rule with him. So if I know that that's his plan, then maybe it's okay to speed things up a little bit?
Exactly. Now you're starting to think clearly. All you need to do is bow down before me, and it will all be yours.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's clearly written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And I can't do that if I bow down and worship you. Just because God promised something to me doesn't mean I can take it whenever and however I want. If he promised it, and he wants me to have it, then he'll do it. And until he does, I will continue to worship and serve him and him alone.
Wow, you're really big on this God said it and I believe it stuff, aren't you? But again, I ask, how do you really know? I mean, admit it, nothing has really happened yet. He hasn't been put to the test. Right now, it's just all words, and words are easy. Don't you think you need to be sure before you go out there and start preaching to people? Otherwise, you're asking them to believe something that you haven't tested out for yourself. That would be like a salesman trying to sell something that he himself has never used or maybe even seen. Kind of silly, don't you think? So here's an idea for you, Jesus. God said that he would guard you with his angels and that they will bear you up lest you strike your foot against a stone, right? So why not go to the top of the temple and jump off and let God catch you? After all, you're going to tell the people to trust God, but are you willing to trust him? And imagine how impressed everyone would be. They would really listen to you then.
I know what you're trying to do, but it's not going to work. Yes, God said he sends his angels to protect us, but he also says we're not to put him to the test. And that's what you keep trying to get me to do, but I won't do it. Just because something like eating bread is good to do doesn't mean that it's good to do any time we want. Just because it would make us happy or comfortable at the moment. And just because God promises something to us, like me, someday having all authority, doesn't mean we can take it whenever we want. And we don't have to prove God is trustworthy, like by jumping off a building and expecting him to catch us, in order to believe it and to live faithfully before him. So nice tries, Satan, but I'm not going to settle for your second best when I know God's best is infinitely better and worth waiting for and seeking. End of discussion. Be gone.